1240 AM WSBC. Oh, yeah. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
All right.
This show is presented to you by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub out in Beverly and in Bridgeport here in Chicagoland. Fox's Beverly Pizza, best thin crust pizza on the south side.
Sure.
Flood Brothers Disposal. You have a garbage problem, call the Flood Brothers. They come and get it for you.
All right.
Guinness Irish Stout. Guinness is good for you.
Yeah, it is.
Have a nice creamy one.
Sure.
And the International Association of Firefighters Local Union 2.
They're the heroes.
They're when
heroes.
You need them.
Got it.
My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always to my left, twin brother Billy.
What's up?
Hi, Hello. Bill. And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hello and welcome.
Present.
I'm not as amped up as I was last week. I'm a little more even keel.
Okay, good. Oh, you're in a good mood?
Decent mood.
What's that mean?
I just stopped thinking about stuff.
No more rage?
No more rage, no more stress. Put it away.
What has your rage turned into?
Delight? Sleep, you know?
Oh, exhaustion.
Exhaustion, right?
Yeah, that's usually what happens.
No, I'm really stressed out. Should I worry about this anymore? Should I just take a nap? Take the nap.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Turn the news off, take the nap.
Turn on some...
Turn on a little Britney, you know? Soothe yourself.
Throw the headphones on.
Yeah, Britney's free. I'm a little less stressed out.
Lay down.
The world is a better place.
Lay down, have a sucker.
Yes.
Kind of sucker.
Throw some Britney on.
That's
what Patty does.
You having a dum-dum? I saw dum-dums at the dollar store the other day. Have a dum-dum or a blow-pop?
Yeah, my daughter.
Or a Tootsie Pop.
Daughter pulled a dum-dum deep out of her backpack today. I'm like, what day is that dum-dum from?
It's from the barbershop six years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
You ever eaten an old dum-dum?
Oh, yeah.
So have I.
It's disgusting.
Yes, it is. They're like chewy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That phrase can go anywhere. You ever eaten an old dum-dum?
A chewy dum-dum.
Mr. Dahmer, how many old dum-dums have you eaten?
Oh, wow. Getting right into the Halloween season, are you, Pat?
Hey, we got to go right there. It's getting close.
It's October. Here we are.
I have not been to Spirit yet. My son Mikey had his birthday.
I thought you said you did go to Spirit and see Harry the Howler or whatever.
We did, but I haven't been again. We usually go several times during the birthday week. Now he tells me he wants a fog machine. I'll get him a fog machine.
That's cool.
I can have fun with the fog machine.
Oh, yeah. You can do a Putin.
What'd you get your son for his birthday present? He's 7. I got him a fog machine.
He's really into techno.
Yeah. I like the idea of a fog machine.
He's into theater and creating scenes.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, that is kind of cool. I don't know why. And I've been in the film business and worked in movies.
You've dabbled.
Yeah,
you've also watched a lot of videos.
Yeah, oh, yes. I've consumed thousands of videos.
Uh-huh.
Don't judge me.
Yes.
But yeah, you know, so I have to encourage that at this point. And I'm like, he's like a fog machine. I'm like, boy, that's, you know.
When you did something like
that. That's not a big rubber animal, you know, like that. An animatronic.
It ain't no big rubber animal.
The fog machine could use lots of things. We could use the fog machine when I hit the gym again and have my reveal party.
You could make a whole Halloween movie in the next couple weeks.
We might.
Oh, Mike's pulling one up for us. What are they running for those? They got them at Spirit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Spirit's got fog machines.
They're like $29-$30.
$80?
Ooh, ouch. Ouch, Mikey. That's an expensive gift.
I'll split the cost with you.
All right.
What's the first thing
you're going to do? You're going to go Dutchies on a fog machine for me?
Let's go Dutchies on the fog machine for Mikey.
What's the first thing you're going to do with it?
The mind races, Clay.
I'd put it in the closet and then walk out as Putin.
Ooh. Now that's a TikTok.
Oh, Amazon's got it for $44.
We should just start using the fog machine and make all kinds of insane TikToks. We're always coming through the fog.
Yeah, just...
That's our theme. We're the fog boys. Everything's fog.
Everything's fog.
Who you
they
guys?
Have a very We're successful social media channel called Fog Boys.
Where all they do is
walk through fog.
Everything's done in fog.
Children love it. Adolescents love it. Adults, they don't really get it.
Every place you go to, you put the fog machine down first and walk
before you walk in the door.
It's like a Foot Locker. You walk through
a McDonald's.
This great entrance.
Yeah, like a BP, a gas station.
What song would you got to play a song along with the fog. Toxic.
Yeah.
You played by Spears.
Spears is toxic. Hey, Spears is free.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
Isn't that how Toxic starts?
Yeah, it is. So, that combined with the fog machine, get everyone's attention.
Yeah.
Bust through the fog in like a karate outfit. Start doing kicks.
Cool. Yes. Do you guys have the size 9 Air Huaraches? Nee, 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 nee. I'm here.
Ooh, it's Fog Boy.
Oh, it's the Fog Boys from Instagram.
It's one of them Fog Boys. Right.
Oh, is this a joke or is it really the Fog Boys?
It's really them.
Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Sarkowski, our producer, with the
that's
little,
like a violin.
With the Fog Boys sort. Bump. Yeah, it is a violin. Is there a, maybe it's a viola.
It could be a viola.
Could be.
Brittany, who plays the viola in Toxic? I want to use it. Is there a licensing agreement? We're the Fog Boys.
We know a lot about stringed instruments.
Yeah, we're the Fog Boys from Instagram. You've never seen us?
Hold on a second.
Hold my beer.
Watch this cloud.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Brittany's free.
Yeah, what does that mean? What does that mean? She can make pornos now?
Probably. She can do anything she wants. She done been making pornos for years.
I mean, like, reputable ones.
Did her and Federline ever do something like that?
No, he's too busy being smart.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's the big news that I pulled up right before we started rolling tonight.
Yeah.
This is from Too Much Zuck. Britney Spears, oops, I posted some nudes.
That's the first thing she did with her freedom?
I guess so.
So folks, what's that
folks,
mean?
This is on Wednesday here.
What is she trying to prove?
This is when we taped the show.
Right off the bat.
What'd you say?
What's she trying to prove right off the bat here?
She's free. She can do what she wants. Any
she's
old
so
time.
So free that she doesn't even need clothes.
Yeah, who sings that?
I'm free to do what I want any old time.
Yeah.
Wasn't that in a commercial?
I'm free to do what I want.
Do you know who?
Any old time.
Right. It's like lumber at Bernard's is half price this week.
Yeah.
The Rolling Stones covered that song.
We might have to play that. Yeah. We might have to play that for Britney, but this is from Too Much Zuck.
She should do that song.
I'm free.
She will.
Do what I want.
Bill, you. Hey, Johnny Dorito calling Hollywood talent agent. Billy, you've a heck of an idea.
Yeah.
Can we get a shirtless Spears singing I'm free?
Soup Dragons?
Okay. I missed the Soup Dragons album.
Dragons.
From Too Much Zuck. Britney Spears sure looks like she's feeling free after the judge in her conservatorship case took control away from her dad. No more Jamie.
Bye-bye.
He can't have it.
See you.
Because she just posted a bunch of racy photos. The singer just dropped a photo dump on her.
You
dropped a photo dump?
Britney, come on.
That photo dump's been brewing for years.
Yeah, that was a messy little photo dump you just had there, Britney.
First you get free, now you're photo dumping.
Right. Your daddy leaves you and you didn't make a big photo dump, huh? Been brewing up in you. The singer just dropped a photo dump on her official Instagram page, and it's 10 photos of either fully nude or topless.
Whoa! Oh,
why? Britney. Why?
Britney looks like she's on a tropical beach getaway in the Hot Shots. In the Hot Shots. I thought they meant a place.
Britney's in the Hot Shots.
Where are you going on vacation? Hot Shots.
They were calling the shots hot.
Britney's in the Hot
Which
hot
is,
shots.
By the way, we talked about hot. Remember Clay? You said, she is hot.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at the pictures right now. Looking at them now.
She looks pretty healthy. And it sounds like she's in a playful mood, saying, "Playing in the Pacific never hurt anybody." That's what the caption is.
Okay.
And it's a heck of a racy little
it's
photo.
It's kind
of
strange.
Are her dogs in any of the pictures?
No. But
the bounty hunter's in one.
Yeah, he just got remarried. Did you see that? Dog's already remarried.
He's wrestling a killer whale in the water behind
Britney.
Because
dog's looking for that kid.
Yeah, he's
right
looking
now.
For laundry.
Yes.
Yeah, another guy's name. He's household name now. The guy in the
Can you imagine
Gabby Petito?
You got dog knocking on your parents' front door because of some idiot move you made? And now you got dog.
Hunting you down.
Not the cops. Dog.
Right.
You know what I'd be like? First of all, dog.
With feather earrings.
You've been married 6 times now. Get out of my face.
Dog comes in your house with feathered earrings. He goes, "I want to see your son's laptop.
I need all those floppy disks upstairs, please."
That would be a weird thing, dog knocking on your door.
Yeah, but are your neighbors like
dog
all looking?
Knocking
like,
on your door.
Did you see dog was at Bill's house today?
You think anybody's going to do a rap song eventually? You know, dog knocking on my door?
Yeah, dog is.
Leland's doing the song.
It's going to be dog and Wiz Khalifa.
Listeners, once again, I tried to turn it into a Britney moment, and it's been stolen by dog.
No, because now it's collaboration. So it'll be dog, Wiz Khalifa, Britney.
Dog. Dwayne Chapman as the dog.
Yeah, Dwayne Chapman, Tony Bennett, Wiz Khalifa, Britney. Puffy Combs, the violin player on Toxic.
Yes, exactly. Sure. And they're all going to have their album release party at the Cork and Carry.
That's correct.
Because it's the finest Irish pub in Chicago. This show is presented to you by More Hooli's Hooli when we return.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Carry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts, with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth. Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, where you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Yeah. Little Stones, get off my cloud.
Listen to Charlie back there.
Thank you, Mike. Little bump there. Get off of my cloud, Fog Boys. Fog Boys are here.
Get off my clothes, Brittany.
Yeah. Get off, yeah, Brittany. Get off my clothes.
Like she's standing on a pile of your
uneducated
clothes.
Southern guy. Get off my clothes. Get them off me. Get off my clothes, Brittany. Okay.
Brittany doesn't look happy.
She does to
she
me.
She is naked. Now, she's not smiling in any of the nude pictures. She looks like she's.
For the audience, you can probably go and find this on Insta.
Go to BritneySpears.com.
Oh, it's on, is it on .com? Is there still a BritneySpears.com? It's got to be.
Who's her boyfriend? What's his deal?
I don't know. He doesn't matter, but he is in the news a lot because he's with Britney, you know. Anyway, we had our film festival in the last week, Clay. Went over really well.
Yeah.
Yes. I do want to thank all the filmmakers that came out again.
Yes.
Unfortunately, John Connors, who was there to screen his movie, Endless Sunshine on a Cloudy Day, couldn't get into the country because of COVID.
Really?
Yeah, last minute deal. They were like, nope, because he was coming from Ireland. But we were lucky enough to have John Duddy there, former Irish boxing champion and turned actor. He was there with Bend in the River. You can see that this weekend on Amazon Prime, I believe.
Yeah.
So check that out.
Beautiful.
That's an excellent movie. And it was great to have him and his wife, Grania, there. They had some great stories to tell. And that's been most of my week was encompassed by that. It was a long weekend, you know, down at the Gene Siskel every night. Yeah. I haven't been down to the city in a while. Strange.
Beautiful place.
It is. But it's still got kind of like it's not that, you know what it is? I guess because I watch the news so much that I'm far more aware of, like, don't get jumped. Don't, like, you're wary of everybody on the street.
Nobody
in a way that I never used to.
Well, because shirt.
No, they don't. You don't want my flamingo shirt?
Please, someone rob me.
Yeah, well, if there's any kind of clothing that says rob me, it's probably something like this.
No, mm-hmm. They think you're a cartel member.
Well, I hope so. That's the look I'm going for. I don't have cowboy boots on, though.
You got a rope chain and a flamingo shirt.
That's all you need.
And a green bomber jacket.
Yeah. And a missing bicuspid in the back of my mouth.
And a stressful, stout look in your face.
Mm-hmm.
They know not to mess with you.
But anyway, that's been most of my week thus far. But what I was saying is you go downtown and you're like, I found myself the first night being like, because I'm on State Street. The film festival's at the Gene Siskel Film Center.
Yes.
Right.
It's right on State Street, across the street from the Chicago Theater. Jim Jeffries was playing that night. Slammed.
Oh, yeah.
There's
Saturday
people
night.
Out everywhere, right? Yep. The comedian Jim Jeffries. And I'm out in front, you know, and it's like the first time I've been in that environment in like over a year and a half where like the loop is packed.
You're on high alert.
Yeah. Your head's on a swivel. You know, yeah. I'm like, don't get near me. Don't get near me. And like anybody's like, hey, man, give me a cigarette, you know? And like, because I was having a smoke outside. I'm like, I can't even smoke down here.
No.
I'm drawing attention to myself by smoking.
You should have ran.
I'm attracting crazies. You know, they smell the cigarette smoke like it's candy. You know?
You should have ran down to Lower Wacker.
What's someone smoking? Where is it? It's
He's
him.
In the northeast.
Right.
Corner.
Sector 5.
Right. Let me have a cigarette. Did you say Sector 5?
Yeah, they got it all split up into sectors.
Yeah.
He's in Sector 5.
You should have ran down the Lower Wacker and had your smoke and then ran back up.
That would have been worse, you know? That's like having a smoke smoke in their bedroom while they're sleeping.
Daly cleared that all out.
You know?
Richie cleared that all out.
Anyway, but yeah, you're on high alert, but I would call it a success. We didn't have a giant turnout, but any kind of, you know, halfway house during COVID in these times, I'd call it success.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know? So do want to thank those people again. You know, That's it. That's my. That's been my week.
No, then, there was a that shooting the other day, and where was that? In like the West Loop. It was just like during the day. It's like the Wild West.
Well, that's why you're on high alert. That's why I've turned the TV off. I don't know anything. All I know is that Britney's got nude photos
that's
out.
That's why I'm wearing Spurs.
Dog, the bounty hunter's looking for laundry. Now laundry. Now we all know this kid's name.
When you know when you got Spears and Dog sharing headlines, you know you're in the Wild West.
Did you say you wanted to wear Spurs? I think does Dog wear Spurs?
Pretty sure he does. I don't think he does. No,
are you sure?
No, he doesn't wear Spurs. He's not that. He's not that crazy. He's got to draw a line somewhere, Bill.
No Spurs for Dog.
No Spurs for Dog.
Maybe we should get him some for Christmas.
Bill, you had a song in your head, listeners, before the break.
Bill, I'll go in on it.
Go halvesies on some Spurs for Dog. Sure. You said what, Pat? Now
I said before you were talking about Spurs for Dog.
Yes.
yeah.
I said that before you came up to me outside tonight, before the show, listeners, and Bill goes, I can't get this song out of my head. I don't know what it is.
Well, there's two songs, but yeah.
But he goes, do you know this song? I go, what is it? He goes, wake up! Time to put on a little makeup! I'm like, yeah, I do know that.
I didn't say time to put on a little makeup because I didn't know what the
I
other
know it,
were.
But I don't know.
You incorporated time to put on a little makeup.
You said you saw...
Is it Korn?
You said no, you saw an attractive woman in a bar dancing to this song?
It turned
out. Yeah, I was like, what is she into? And I was like, what the heck is this song all about? Wait up! But I think it's Evanescence or somebody like that with...
Effervescence?
Effervescence.
Is that it?
That's that metal band, Evervescence.
Evanescence?
Evervescence.
Okay.
Oh, it's called System of a Down.
Oh, maybe Bill.
Can
we get a little clickbait on this? Just like a little bit, like maybe it is the song.
You want a little taste of System?
Yeah.
Is there a taste of it?
We don't still know the
Chop
song.
Chop Suey.
Okay, so the name of it's called Chop Song by System of a Down.
Chop Suey. Chop Suey.
Oh, Chop Suey.
Yeah, like the dish.
Oh, Mike. Oh, wow. Oh, Mike's gonna play a little bit of it.
Okay, Bill. Let's see.
Wake up! Time to can we make out what the lyric is though?
I don't know. I just was like, I've heard this song numerous times, and it's always just like, what the heck?
So this is the song that's been
You pumped up, Bill?
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah. No, it doesn't necessarily get me pumped up, but it's like, you're kind of like if you're just zoning out, like I was watching the Sox game, and all of a sudden it was just like,
here we go. Ready?
I was like, what the heck?
Oh, this
These guys definitely aren't Irish, that's for sure.
No, they're not.
No.
We're watching the video. Everyone has a goatee. You must have a goatee to be in System of a Down. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, here we go.
Bill's dream woman was dancing to this clip.
No! it was like, what is going on here?
This is what Britney Spears is listening to right now, running around naked in the tropics.
Wake up! Wake up!
Isn't that a little man?
I just have to fade away this hiccup. Why'd you leave the keys up on the table? Here you go, create another table. You wanted to. Grab a brush and put a little makeup.
All right, that's enough. Thank you.
So,
thank you.
They are not Irish.
No.
They are Armenian.
Oh, ooh,
yeah,
okay.
The band members' names are Serge Tankian, Darren Malakian, Shavo Odadjian, and John Dolomayan, who replaced original drummer Andy Chachakatorian.
And excellent. Wow.
In 97.
You're very good at pronouncing the Armenian words, huh?
I had an Armenian speech coach for a little while.
Did you?
Yeah, his name was Dr. Kagakchakan.
Yes.
Kagakchakan?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Bill, you were...
He was also a bass player for Britney Spears.
Was he? So I heard that song, right? And then I heard... This is how I felt like I was becoming like an old guy. You know, and I'm like, what the heck is that? You know, and I'm like...
You wanted to tell her to turn it down.
Yeah, I wanted to be like, turn that garbage off. I'm trying to listen to Benetti.
Put on some...
The White Sox game.
Some of Four Tops or Elvis.
Doesn't anybody listen to the Stones or Halen anymore?
You know, you should be listening to is 70s metal.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's what I'm into now.
But so, anyways, before we get to the 70s...
But Clay, you're always into, like, you were into Russian metal, now you're into 70s metal. You're just a metal guy.
I'm a metal guy.
Before we get into the metal talk...
Yeah, Bill, go ahead.
You know, you were saying it was Halloween season and everything like that, too, and creepy stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I was at the same bar. I heard this song where I went, did that person just say Jeffrey Dahmer?
It was a rap song.
In a rap song?
That's been going on since,
because we made the Dahmer reference earlier. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like this chick was doing karaoke and she was like, she did this Dahmer lyric.
I remember in college, we used to drive by where he used to live. They tore the building down, but there was like this empty lot.
And we would drive by in Milwaukee. Yeah, Marquette University.
And it was very creepy.
Is this going to turn into a Dahmer?
No, it's a Halloween episode.
Here's the lyric
I heard.
Here's the lyric
Scarier than Dahmer.
She's a beast. Yeah. I call her karma. She eats your heart out like Jeffrey Dahmer. You know, and I was
You saw someone singing this to themselves?
I heard a chick singing it as like doing karaoke. She's like, she's a beast. I call her karma. She eats your heart out like Jeffrey Dahmer.
You saw someone sing that live?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
Bill just said it live for us, and it was puzzling.
Yeah, no, it was pretty
good.
It's
quite puzzling.
I didn't know what to make of it.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to make of it.
And his audition, he just had this weird Dahmer lyric. He kept singing over and over. I didn't know what to make of it.
We hired him on the spot.
Right. Irish talent agent Danny McDoo.
The man's made out of brass.
Yeah. Well, Mr. McDoo.
He's made out of brass, though.
Mr. McDoo, I need to let you know. That Dahmer has actually been mentioned in 15 different rap songs.
Yeah, it's a pop culture thing.
I'm including sure three Eminem tunes. Eminem likes throwing a Dahmer reference in.
Eminem, Johnny DeRito, how about a little more Dahmer in the next album? Get the more Dahmer, please.
Yes, I'm sure. Charlie Manson, all those psychos have been mentioned.
Right, more mentions of Manson, Bundy, and
Son
Dahmer.
Son of Sam.
America loves serial killers. That's what's sick about the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, right.
That's what worries me about, like, my kid being into horror stuff. I'm like, don't look at this. This is the evil, dark side of life, you know?
No, I think it helps you realize.
But then if your kid's watching too many videos of rainbows and doves, you're a little nervous, too. You know,
they also like, hear you. I mean, my kids hear me. When my wife's like, "Did you hear about that guy? We got his brains blown out on Clybourne last night." My kid's like, "What?"
Yeah, that's the life in Chicago right now. Exactly. What's this 70s metal we got here? Temple is the name of the band?
Temple's the name of the band. The name of the song is called Triple Guitar, for reasons that you will soon find out.
All right, let's hear it. I love that, Clay.
Thank you.
Love it.
Let's see Britney Spears play the axe like that.
I love it. I'd love to see that. Clay, Bill and I went to big college football game day, big pro football game day.
Oh yeah, right.
You know, Bears got trucked. Trucked!
Suck.
By the Cleveland Browns. It was embarrassing.
You suck.
They do.
I'm sorry, but you do. Nagy, you suck too.
Yeah.
Oh.
But prior to the game, Barstool Sports was in Chicago to their college
Who's that,
game.
Portnoy?
That is Dave Portnoy and company.
What do you have, pizza in his hands?
Yeah, he had some pizza.
Does he always walk around with two double fist and pizza slices?
He might.
Like if you shake his hand, you're shaking a slice of pizza.
You know what? The cash register rings every time he opens one of those.
His mouth.
Well, it's good for small business and it's good for him.
God bless.
I like Portnoy. I'm a Portnoy fan.
You're a Portnoy boy?
Yeah, I'm a Portnoy boy.
Yeah.
Anyway, Barstool has their they have a promo. They sign up for the sports book here in Illinois.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And they're going to do it at Aurora Hollywood Casino, and the code was 1985.
Right.
Right? If you went and signed up and downloaded the Barstool app, because you have to do it in Illinois now, there's a law that you have to go to one of the casino locations to download the app before you can start using it.
Okay. Right.
So Bill and I, we wanted to go because there was this great deal that if you bet the Bears, if you opened an account, Barstool is going to give you $1,985 in credits.
If what happened?
If the Bears won.
If they covered.
But
they weren't even being favored. Cleveland was the favored by 7. So they just had to cover, and they got smoked.
But we went out to this thing, right, to check this out.
It was definitely cool to check it out.
To see this in action, the whole kind of Barstool culture.
Yep.
Nuts.
Frat boy times 11.
But a great time. You know, it was everything I expected it to be.
It's pretty well organized. I thought they did a great job.
Yeah, it was a good event, but we went out, but it was such a letdown. You know, we signed up and we're like, oh, while we're here, we might as well go into the tent area where they had all these huge jumbo TVs outside and a big bus, Barstool Game Day bus.
Yep.
And they got the games on, and then they got food vendors everywhere. It was like a street festival.
That's cool.
A dope little tailgate. And we got to watch the game for a little while and then left. So it was a good party by Barstool, but the Bears. I have not been more involved and want the Bears to cover in a game in how long I can remember. So the sports book.
Well, gambling changes things. Yeah,
gambling changes things. Brings a little excitement to the game. A little more passionate.
Gambling can make you feel happy and sad.
But, you know,
yes,
this
it can.
Very
real
sad.
Real sad.
Yeah.
Real, real sad. But we went out there and we went to Nick Rada. Ring the bell. We just said Nick Rada's name again, Mike. There it is.
Thank you.
He had a birthday party. We went over to his birthday party in the afternoon.
Yes. I saw you there.
Yes, Clay, you were there.
I arrived alone.
We went to go, and the Bears were on, and it was just miserable watching them get trucked like that.
Oh, I'd stop looking at the game after, what, 13-6, 19-6, 22-6,
yeah, you got 39-6.
Sacked 9 times. Nine times.
That's unreal.
There's a guy in Cleveland, I think he set the all-time Cleveland franchise record, 4.5 sacks by himself in one game. It's like unbelievable.
Yeah, the Bears are always the other team in highlight tapes of teams.
That's true.
Anyway, a miserable thing to watch. Now the whole quarterback controversy comes into play. Oh, Fields wasn't ready to play. They threw him in too early. We begged for Fields. The fans were begging to have him on the field, right? And did he get a chance to succeed? No.
It's not his fault.
The offensive line is atrocious.
Yeah, they need to scrap all 5 of them, go to, you know, somewhere in Iowa and get big 5, you know, white farm boys and throw them in there.
But here's the thing.
Yeah, sure. They get to work.
Here's the thing now. Here's the thing, Joe Biden. Here's the thing. Yeah. You look at it. It is Nagy. At this point, it's become apparent that the problem is Nagy.
Of course.
You can't deny it. Right.
No, right.
It's like, all right, because
if your offensive line stinks, why didn't you roll out? They didn't even have him put on like roll out.
I heard someone describe it pretty good today. It's like, all right, so let's say I get Michael Jordan on my basketball team. I'm
right.
All right, I got Jordan. We're going to pass it 5 times before he gets it, and then he can take, you know, an outside shot.
That's exactly.
Oh, it's like, if we got Michael Jordan, let's have him run the offense and do whatever he wants. He's, you know, his skill set is way above everybody.
Yeah, he'll create.
Does Gene Hackman implement that rule in Hoosiers? Pass the ball five times before you take a shot.
Yeah, he does. But he was dealing with Holly and them guys.
Well, that's when he pulls Ray out of the game because Ray doesn't pass.
Ray was shooting with taking 1 foot off the ground when he shot.
But he didn't have Chip Wood yet.
No, Chipwood was still pissed off about something.
Yeah.
You can't have a Bears episode without having a little Hoosiers little talk Hackman. In there. A little Hackman Hoosiers.
They need to watch Hoosiers.
A little Hopper.
As a
identify!
Team.
Well, the Bears might be the Arlington Heights Bears.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
Well,
that's going to take 5 years.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. No, it won't happen.
The Arlington Bears, and then they'll bring in the Chicago Bengals.
I'm starting to think this. The McCaskey
Chicago
family.
Chicago Bengals?
Yeah, they'll bring a new team in. Why can't we have two teams?
I did think of that again. I said, would they bring another franchise to Chicago?
LA has
two. The problem is that in this day and age and in the NFL, every franchise wants their big money stadium. So Soldier Field doesn't appease to, like.
It appeases to somebody.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
A new Chicago football team? What would you call it, Clay?
The
Gangsters. The Chicago Gangsters.
That's like an XFL name. You know?
Yeah, but all the new teams have crappy, like, you know.
The Vice Lords.
You're going to call the team after one of Chicago's most notorious street Lords. Gangs. The Chicago Vice Lords.
And what, they've got, like, pitchforks on their helmets?
Yeah.
No.
No.
How about the Beefs? I think we already talked about
this. We did
this.
Say the Beefs. I think the Beef might be the one that you get.
Beefs. The Mustard.
The Chicago Wind.
The Wind? No.
The Wind.
The
they
Wind.
They would do something stupid like
right.
that.
Right. The Wind, and it's just a gust of wind as the logo?
Yeah, it's just a cloud with wind behind it.
Yeah. Oh, boy. But the McCaskey family, it's starting to look to me like they are the biggest con men in the game. Every time there's a controversy about
what
how
would
bad
make
the Bears
you happy?
Well, now they're pivoting, and they're like, how do we take it's like a PR move. Let's start talking about Arlington Heights right now. You know?
No, it's
divert
just
away.
Happened.
You think it's a diversion?
No. In many ways, I kind of do. They could have held off, you know, on bringing this up. I mean, it might be an opportunistic time because the Duchossois family sold Arlington to who? Churchill Downs Group, and now they're going to unload it.
Right.
So, I don't know.
My understanding is that if the Bears do go in there, I'm not positive on this, but I think that Churchill Downs will control the sports book atmosphere of it. Because you know what a lot of these big NFL games.
And that's part of the beef. The Bears want that in their stadium. They don't get that. They don't get any revenue from having
the Bears have been
a proprietary book inside the stadium.
They've only had really like two winning seasons in the last 11 years.
Yeah, that's garbage.
They were 11-5 in 2010. They were 10-6 in 2012. And then they were 12-4 in 2018.
The city's about to explode, hopefully, in the next week because of the Chicago White Sox. So we do have that to look forward to. But I don't know. I mean, Rodon looked really good last night.
He did.
They're looking good. It looks like they're gearing up.
Let's hope so, man.
Let's hope they were playing possum in the last month and kind of saving some of that energy, you know? Although I remember in that 05 team where the Sox were on, they dipped bad in August before they went on that tear to win.
That is very true.
You know, I mean, what would we do, like 9-1 to win the World Series? Or
I think it was 11-1.
11-1. Smart stock! But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's do a commercial break.
Yeah,
more Hooli Sooli after these. Chicago firefighters first formed an independent firemen's association in 1901. Firefighter delegates met in 1918 at the American Federation of Labor Convention to form the International Association of Firefighters. Chicago, having been the second organization to join the American Federation of Labor, they were designated as IAFF Local 2. Over the next 100 years or so, Local 2 has been tempered through turbulent times and survived to prosper. In 1980, a contentious strike almost split the union, but the Brotherhood of the Barrel prevailed. Today, it's a stronger union because of that, as Local 2 is forever negotiating benefits for their members. Ask any of the members and they will tell you. As the faces of our ranks change over time, the men and women of Local 2 will always stand steadfast in our resolve to aid and assist those who find themselves in dire situations. Our brotherhood is our bond, and we celebrate our differences as a way to better serve the citizens of Chicago and keep each other safe. For more info, go to IAFF2.org.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery. Or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
Hang in there. We're almost ready for some more of the Hooley's Hooley. Stay tuned.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Boom, go to the Cork and Kerry. Great spot. I was actually there yesterday. Shout out to Billy Gaddy, the owner. He's done great things for us. Wonderful person. Thank you, Bill. Welcome back to the Hooley's Hooley. We're in the final quarter of the show. We've talked Spears. We've talked Bears.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
We're going to be the Fog Boys.
Dahmer, Spears, Bears.
System of a Down.
System of a Down and their Armenian crazy names. That's a segment for you.
Right.
What are we going to talk about tonight? Talk about Armenians and System of a Down for a little while. Wake up.
Put on a little... A Halloween-y thing happened to me today.
What happened?
I had a little downtime, so I took my longboard and went for a little longboard ride through the cemetery on Irving and Clark. I forget what it's called.
Right.
I don't know what it's called. But it's a huge cemetery, so people go riding their bikes in there or whatever. So I'm like, all right, I'll go through this for a minute.
Now, did you have the longboard in the car with you?
I did, yeah. I always keep it in the car. Maybe it is the Graceland Cemetery. I'm
it
not
might
sure.
be. So that's what I was wondering. I was like, would you longboard from Norwood Park all the way up north?
No, I was I parked right next to it and went right
gotcha.
In.
What made you want to go into the cemetery?
Because I always see people jogging in there and biking. So I'm like, oh, there must be a nice route. You know?
And then when you walked in there, did you feel like, did you listen to the speech from, you know, in the back of your head that Borkhart uses in America movie?
A little bit, actually.
There's something really cinematic about the cemetery.
There was. It was beautiful. But, so I'm riding along there, and then I see there's a couple very creepy statues in there.
Really? Yeah.
Like hooded, you know, giant men. And I came across one of those, took a picture of it.
Yeah. Stood next to it, gave it
a
kiss.
So I'm a little creeped out.
Any gargoyles?
Tons of gargoyles.
Lots of gargoyles.
But a really cool, like, huge, you know, mausoleums and all that.
What denomination is the cemetery? Usually it's
everything.
It's everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of them, huh?
Yeah. But, like, I think more wealthy, older, you know, like... Honoreau was one of the streets named after this guy who was dead. Schoenhofen was one of the
tombs. There
yep.
you, oh,
yeah,
there's
that's
a good
the one I took
it.
A picture of.
Right.
And
kind of cemetery is this, sir? It's an everybody's cemetery. Yeah. It's a well-to-do everybody's cemetery.
As long as you're dead, you can get in.
Right.
So I'm riding along, and then out of nowhere behind this statue pops out a coyote.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah. Giant.
That was a werewolf.
It was a giant. I thought it was a dog. I was like, oh my God.
Maybe it was a modern day werewolf.
So, but there
modern
was,
day werewolf.
Maybe it was a spirit
now,
in
coyote
form.
There's a hipster
form.
Band.
Maybe it was Larry Flint's spirit in coyote form.
It was that's scary. It was Larry Flint's spirit in coyote form. He went, he tried to growl, but he went, and you said, is that you, Larry?
He tried to bark. He actually barfed up some nudes of Britney.
Oh, yeah.
I went over and wrinkled them and looked at them.
That's the beginning of a horror movie. And nobody knows. Everyone thinks that the thing's going to attack you. You know, it's just the opening sequence of the film. You're on a longboard going through a cemetery.
He coughs up some pictures.
He coughs up some pictures of Britney, and then you start talking to the coyote. And you go, where is she? And the coyote says, in the tropics.
I and wish
the,
that
the coyote
did.
Has an accent. And the title card comes up: Modern Day Werewolf.
The Britney Spears
starring
story.
Britney Spears.
I'm Free by Britney Spears.
And you know who's gonna play her dad?
Who?
Mick Jagger.
Jamie. dude, not too far off.
Jagger. Who's playing Britney's father?
Britney, you cannot have the pin for the Chase account. I'm sorry.
Right.
I don't care anymore.
Why is this wolf in the living room?
What are you feeding your dog?
It's actually, her dad looks like Brian Ferry.
Oh.
Whom I have a
basketball player?
No, that's Danny Ferry from the Cavs.
Yeah. I wish your dad looked like Danny Ferry.
Isn't that a weird thing?
That'd be amazing.
He was
Britney
the GM
Spears'
of the Cavs.
Dad looks like Danny Ferry. The basketball player from the Cavs.
And the Duke Blue Devils.
No, he looks like Brian Ferry, the lead singer of Roxy Music. And, you know,
sure.
Kind of fashionista, you know?
Right.
Anyway, that was my observation, because I've been looking at a lot of Spears news.
Well, let me finish my
So wait, what did you do with this coyote?
So, yeah, I saw it. It was like 20 yards away. So I'm like, okay, I'll just turn around. I turned around and went back towards the exit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of landscapers around, like, decorating the graves or whatever. Like, you know, they had trucks.
Yo, there's a coyote over there.
I tried to. This lady was kneeling down planting flowers. She had earphones in and, like, a giant sun hat. And I'm like, hey. I said, hey,
like,
five times.
You don't want to tap somebody on the shoulder in a cemetery. Scare that crap out of them. Yeah.
She didn't look up. So I'm like, you know what? You're on your own. If you get a coyote attack, I'm sorry.
Can't help you from the coyote.
Yeah, I gave her the sign of the cross and I took off. She didn't see me though.
Clay, Bill's been telling me that he's been surfing. Do you have you ever heard of this site called Bumble? Bill, you got to talk about
What's
it.
What's that?
Because it is amusing.
Is that where you meet horny ladies?
No.
No. It's a dating site.
Southern creepy man here again. Like horny ladies?
It's a dating site that I think probably you might find some of the more honest, normal people on.
Sure.
Endorsed by Billy, so we're going to give a shout-out to them. Hashtag Bumble.
A few of my close friends have told me about it.
Yeah. No, there are a lot of wholesome people on this.
Priests, judges, doctors.
But it's
judges.
Funny to, like...
werewolves.
Coyote enthusiasts.
It's always funny to look at people's profiles and what they put on there.
Cemetery landscapers?
No, it's just so ridiculous. Like, what the, you know, like, if you're
Do you put that on your butt? If you're a cemetery landscaper... Do you put that on your Bumble profile? Do you let everybody know that you're a cemetery landscaper? Absolutely.
Some people do like that
I
stuff.
Think people would be very interested in that.
You could see like...
Do
what,
you let
like,
them know you're a fog boy?
I wanted to ask the guy today, right. I wanted to ask one of them if they've ever seen a ghost, but I didn't want to interrupt.
Excuse me for a minute, sir. You ever seen any ghosts around here?
Yes, you with the dirty hands.
Then they'd think you were a ghost, and then you just disappear.
Boo! That's when we need
right
the fog.
On your longboard.
They see me floating by on my longboard.
That's when we need the
He's
fog
levitating.
Machine.
Yeah, I would need the fog machine.
Yeah.
That's why you need it.
We need to go to a cemetery with the fog machine and make a 5-minute scary movie.
I want
to
dress as that humanoid character that was supposedly haunting Chicago.
You could dress as a clown. Scare the hell out of everybody.
What kind of, like a Pennywise type clown?
No, nicer.
Nicer than Pennywise?
Well, like Gacy?
Yeah, it's real nice.
Are you a clown? No, I'm Gacy. Nobody gets my costume.
Bill's
this is ridiculous.
You said a scary clown? That's pretty scary.
It always goes back to homicidal maniacs.
That's what Bill's into.
Dahmer, Gacy.
Bill's been watching too much
I saw
TV.
Dahmer, that's Gacy, and a humanoid at the cemetery.
That's Bill's Bumble profile. Want to talk Dahmer and Gacy?
There was a guy who was...
Smoking? Yes. Drinking? Yes.
Like clowns? Serial killers?
Clown lovers?
Cigarettes?
Yes. Right.
Candy?
Right. Larry Flint?
70s metal
I never
music?
Said I liked Flint.
No.
Smut mags?
Oh, God.
Nobody has a Bumble profile that says they are a cemetery landscaper and loves smut mags.
It probably is, dude.
How many likes is that guy getting?
It's probably like a joke and people are like, this guy's hilarious.
Bill, will you put that on your thing?
try it out for just like a few days.
Yeah.
See if kind of psychos come at me.
Your hobbies are cemetery landscaping, smut mags, and serial killer documentaries.
Wow.
And candy.
And candy.
Yeah.
Very, very, you know, sugary candy. Not chocolate.
And toxic waste.
Yeah, toxic waste candy. Anyway.
No, but it's a weird world. That's
yeah,
for sure.
It sure is, Bill.
And like what people put on there, you know, and you're like, do I want to, like, you know.
Everyone's full,
I'm
of,
very, very,
full of crap,
I'm
though.
Very, very picky and exclusive. I'm like, no, right? And then I've seen a
Billy's
buddy.
Billy's a swipe left guy.
You're a swipe lefty?
Then I've seen a buddy of mine who's just like, what are you talking about? Right. Like, you know,
he
like
likes everybody.
Hundreds of people. And I'm like,
who's got the
no,
time?
No, man.
But do you have to, on these apps, because I have never used one of these, but do you have to, not yet.
Right.
But do you have to, I thought on Bumble, the other person has to like you before you can engage in a conversation with that person, correct? Or a text message?
They have to
message.
Reach out to you.
Yeah, like they see your picture and they go, oh, I like him. He seems normal.
Your interest.
Correct.
Right. That's
Which
what I thought.
Cemetery gardener. Love System of a Down.
Right.
So that's why I like when
smut
I look. That's when I look at people. I'm like, what?
You just like saying smut.
Like somebody that I would potentially meet up for a drink or something like that. I'm like, are you crazy? Are you normal? What's going on?
No,
like,
they
then
wait
like,
till later to bring that
okay.
up.
And then if I say, you know, if I swipe right on them. They have
That's
to,
why you got
to
make yourself
they
seem
maybe
crazy.
They maybe it's swipe possible. Right on me, and then they have to reach out before I can say anything.
Bill,
I can't even see that.
Cemetery landscaper available
for conversation.
for one drink.
I got a lot of ghost stories, ladies.
But available Lots. For, and then parentheses and a one in it drink.
Right. Well, I'll tell you,
one
honey,
and only one drink.
I got a great ghost story. I went longboarding one day. And I saw a wolf, and it coughed up a couple of nude pictures of Britney Spears. And then it recited the entire 27th verse of, the book of Revelation, you know? Yep. And then we went and got a beef. It's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Anyway, we're at the end of the program. If you've enjoyed this hour...
No, we're not. What are you talking about?
Oh, we're going to play a song, too.
Oh, we
are.
Yeah,
he's got his song about, you know, Britney's dad's look-alike.
Yes, Clay. You're on point with that.
You
want
to know something? Pat's had like a chive stuck to his tooth the whole show.
What are you
really talking
about?
And I haven't said anything to about him.
Yeah.
Right on top.
You don't must not love me very much.
I was waiting to make a joke all the way at the end.
Yeah, I got something stuck in my tooth the whole show. I'm laughing. First of all, I'm missing a back tooth. Now
Second
I got something
of all, you're
stuck
on the radio.
To this tooth.
You're on the radio. Like who cares?
That's why I'm on the radio.
That's right.
It's like a green chive. It's like you've been pounding some sour cream and onion chips.
That's what
or something.
Your dentist said. You got teeth for radio.
I went to, yes. Pat, you're a handsome guy, but you got teeth for radio, pal. Open wide and stop eating candy.
You know what I watched recently who had a big set of choppers on him?
Hmm.
I watched a documentary about Morton Downey Jr.
Oh yeah.
Now there's a mouth for you.
Yeah. That's like Freddie Mercury zone.
He's like, and even his choppers, when I was looking at the footage from,
what is
like,
the Freddie Mercury zone?
It's like teeth. It's teeth before anything.
Yes.
Teeth as big as your
teeth as, before anything.
Teeth the size of your fingernails.
Yeah,
right?
Bigger.
Bigger than your fingernail?
Oh yeah. The size of your knuckle, kid.
It's got teeth the size of your knuckles. Wow, those are some big choppers.
It almost comes back to teeth and hair on this program, ladies and gentlemen.
Things we both have.
Yeah, things we both have. And some things some of us don't have.
And what?
I think that's the humor in it, right? It's one of those things that gets taken
away from
you.
Maybe you'll
get
that for Christmas this year. We'll open a box and it'll be one tooth and some hair.
Dude, I would be over the moon. Santa Claus brings
like
me a new...
bed of hair with a tooth on it.
Yes.
Be like a jewelry box.
It's a syringe. Put this in your head. Beautiful. All your hair will come back, and here's your tooth.
It's a,
I'm going to do that for you in a Tiffany box.
It's a, yeah. No, it's a box. You know, it looks like the, it's like an 8x10 size box.
It's a feel-a box.
You open it up.
Fog comes out of it.
Fog comes out, and it's a free veneers job and a free set of hair from Restore.
That's too expensive. Yeah. It's a wig and one tooth.
Okay.
That I whittle out of wood.
Like a George Washington tooth.
But I'll paint it white.
Right. Make sure it's latex paint.
Sure.
Yeah.
You got
the,
it.
The sat, I want satin white on that tooth, by the way.
I'd do a high gloss.
Okay, yeah, high gloss.
I never thought about how wooden teeth worked.
They didn't.
No. Like, I mean, how'd they sit in the mouth? Wooden
teeth.
That's
the biggest billism we've had all night. I never thought about how wooden teeth work.
Think about it.
Let's expound on that for a moment.
Yeah.
No, there was probably a lot of rotting, I would think.
And I bet these probably smelled quite terrible as well.
Were they varnished?
I don't. Were they like? Is it? I mean, did you get the wooden teeth after all your teeth fell out, or did they have like special? Just
were they popping them in as they
popping
go?
In a couple wood chips as they
I
go?
Don't know. We got to talk to a dental historian.
Yeah, I think we need to.
We should have a dental historian on this show because we've got a lot of questions.
I want a dental historian.
Such a thing.
And a dermatologist who specializes in hair.
Right. Next week's show, folks, we might have a dental historian and perhaps a cemetery landscaper as our guest. It's going to be a heck of an episode, so stick around.
That's correct.
Can't wait.
This time we really are at the end. If you have enjoyed the last hour, you can find archived episodes of this show if you go to Hulu, Hibernian Radio.
Yes, yes, yes.
That was our meeting. If you go to, oh, thank you, Clay. If you go to hibernianradio.org or if you go to iTunes and search for Hooley's Hooley Show, H-O-O-L-E-Y.
Yeah.
Do want to thank sponsors again. That's the Cork and Carry Irish Pub out in Beverly and Bridgeport. Make sure you go there, say hello, give Billy Agati a kiss, and say the Hooligan sent you.
Yeah, you know what I was, by the way, I just want to let everybody know that's checking us out on iTunes or if you want to listen to it. It only goes back about 8 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to hear any of the old episodes you haven't heard in a while, make sure to go into hibernianradio.org. Just hibernian.org, right?
It's hibernianradio.org.
Yeah.
We're on Google Podcasts.
We are.
Yeah, but go to hibernianradio.org, and then you could see them from year to month.
Years ago, decades.
But there's a couple, like, there's a couple that are missing.
There's some gems.
I noticed. We're missing a couple episodes from August this year.
The lost episodes.
Well, yeah. I'll have to take it up with the Alphabet Company.
Yeah.
If you've enjoyed, again, our sponsors, Cork and Kerry Irish Pub,
yes.
Flood Brothers Disposal, right? Guinness Irish Stout, and the International Association of Firefighters Local Union 2. We're going out with the little Brian Ferry because he looks like Britney's dad.
Okay.
This is called The Right Stuff.
See you next week.
Your skin is so red. Over your shoulder. It's a mountain high, river deep.